the Bendigo Food Share's big annual food drive, probably about halfway through it, I think, and I thought it would be an opportune time to catch up with the manager, Bridget Bentley, to have a chat about how it's all going. Bridget, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. How are you?
Very well, thank you. More importantly, how are things with you guys? How is the food drive going so far?
It's going fantastically, yes. People are contributing, which is great. Yesterday we had a young man drop off 120 kilos of cans and packets of pasta, which was just incredible.
Wow.
Bendigo Toyota have already filled 2 ute loads of food through their in-store and heading out to the supermarkets a couple of times a week to do some spruiking and encouraging people within the community to contribute a can or a packet. That's going great.
Yeah, oh, that is terrific. You know, it must be very heartwarming because, you know, you guys do such a fantastic job and all work so hard towards it. So it must be very satisfying when you see the support you get from business and public as well.
It is, Robbo. We couldn't do what we do without the support of the community. Our job is to source as much food as we can so that we can get it out to the hardworking organisations across Central Victoria that support the people that are doing it tough at this time.
Yeah. So let's talk about the need. Is it still as strong as ever coming off the back of this pandemic?
Yeah, unfortunately it is, Robbo. Our organisations we give food out to are reporting on average about a 40% increase in the need for food relief, and many of those people are those that are finding it tough and having to ask for help for the very first time through this pandemic.
Yeah, I was going to ask that so there is definitely an uptake, if you like, from people that, well, how would we say it, that one would not usually have expected to be needing food like this.
Yeah, absolutely, Robbo. And to be honest, sometimes they're just accessing food for a few weeks just to get them through a bit of a rough patch, whether that's being able to make sure that they can pay their rent on time. So they're using food relief as a financial support, which is what it's intended to do.
Yeah. And do you sort of cross-pollinate at all with other organisations of a similar like? So do you get a feel for other areas around Victoria and the sort of need that they have at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. We are in regular close contact with the other regional food chairs. There are 4 currently that we have regular chats to. And the Victorian government actually has recognised the need to support. So we're currently have an opportunity to source some funding to help with that, which is fantastic.
Terrific stuff. Now, how long has the food drive got to go?
So as you said, Robbo, we're halfway there.
Okay.
We're winding up on the 18th of December, and the aim is to collect as much long life and pantry staple items as we can to get out to our organisations to help support people through this Christmas period.
So if people want to donate or if businesses want to donate, this is a call out to businesses. Come on, like Bendigo Toyota have done a great job, and I know there are other businesses out there who maybe take $100 off the budget for the Christmas party and put it towards getting food for Bendigo Food Share. How do they go about it?
That's a great idea, Robbo. Well, we've made it as easy as we can. We've got great support from all our local supermarkets. So there are large yellow donation bins at your local Coles, Woolworths and IGA stores. So people can pop food into those. That makes it really easy. Do their grocery shopping and grab an extra packet of cereal or can of baked beans or some pasta sauce. It would be great.
Yeah.
If businesses are doing their own food drive, they can make their collections and then bring them down to Bendigo Food Share or give us a buzz and we might be able to organise to help collect that from them as well.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, it sounds great. Geez, I've just realised I might have done myself a disservice there. If they take the $100 off ours and it comes off the Shiraz budget, I tell you what, there's going to be trouble, let me tell you. I need my fruit. You know, I'm really into my fruit. Anywho. Hey, listen, Bridget, fantastic work, you guys, as always, and thanks very much for talking to us, and we'll grab you at the end and see how it finished up.
Thanks so much. much for your support, Robbo. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Good on you. Bridget Bentley from Bendigo Food Share on the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre, Victoria.